Okay, let's begin Zvachim Daf Chav Zayin as we continue in Perek Kol HaZvachim Shekiblu Daman, as we continue throughout the Perek that has to do with all different details of problematic avodos, and that's what the Mishnah mentioned on yesterday's daf. The Mishnah said, if I did the Zrikas Hadam, I'm supposed to do it in certain places, right? The Chatos, as we mentioned, has to be above and has to be on the Karnos of Mizbeach. And the other karbanos, the ola and the asham and the shlamim are all amata. Some of them are shtayim shehin arba, and then there's bechor and meiser, and there's some there are one. So the Mishnah spoke about, what if I did it not in the correct spot? I poured the, or I was zorik the dam on the ramp, or somewhere where there was no yisod, lamata, lamala, lamala, lamata, all those cases, the Mishnah says, pasul vein bokaris. That's what the Mishnah said. So now we're going to have a machlokas in the Gemara. How far does that psul go? So we're gonna have, we had Shmuel on yesterday's daf. Shmuel said there's a limit. The basar is pasul. That's correct. Meaning that the one cannot eat it. But the bialim have kapara. That is Shmuel's din. Shmuel's understanding of the Mishnah where he limits the Mishnah. The bialim still get kapara even though the blood was put in the totally wrong spot. Right, what do you see from there? So that's what the Gemara says. It must be that even though it's a totally wrong spot, it does have some effect. And it does something properly. Shelo bimkomo, kimkomo dami. That's what the Gemara said. Shmuel's shita must be. The fact that he limits the Mishnah and says pasul only means pasul that the meat cannot be eaten, but it's all okay. Le'inyin kapara, right? The Rashi's lashon yesterday. Kol ha-mizbeach shavah le'inyin kapara. That means that shlo bimkomo kimakomo dami. That was all Shmuel's din. We will have two other interpretations of the Mishnah on today's daf. So keep in mind, there'll be three altogether opinions how to interpret the Mishnah. But that was the din of Shmuel, and we asked one kasha on Shmuel, yesterday, which we went through and we answered. So now we're up to the next, discussion. Another kasha on Shmuel. Meisvei, three lines from the bottom. Meisvei, chishev litain es hanitana lamala lamata. Lamata lamala la alter kasher. If someone thinks to do the zrika shelo bimkomo. So we already mentioned that the Gemara, and tomorrow we're going to get into it, Be'ez Hashem, in depth, pigul versus pasul. If I have a kavana to do an achilas adam or an achilas mizbeach, right, that's pigul. It could be pigul. Achilas adam or achilas mizbeach la'achar zmano. Achilas adam meaning to actually eat. Achilas mizbeach is one of two. Either zrikas adam, that's called an achilas mizbeach, or haktaras emurim, the burning of the fats and the limbs, that's also achilas mizbeach. So if I think either of those, la'achar zmano, the carbon becomes pigul, and if somebody eats it, it's chayav karis. If somebody thinks shelo bimkomo, that they're going to do a shelo bimkomo, that's pasul ve'ein bo karis. So how do you define shelo bimkomo? What if it's on the Mizbeach in the wrong spot? Is that a problem of Shelo bimkomo? So the Braisa says, no. If Chishev, Litin, Asanitana, Lamala, Lamata, Lamata, Lamala, La'alter, if I had in mind to do that La'alter, today, Shelo bimkomo, Kasher, that Machshava does it possible. As Rashi quotes the Mishnah later on, the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Vav, the Mishnah says, Ein Machshava Poseles Ella, Chutz l'zmano, v'chutz l'mkomo, u'pesach v'chata shelo l'shman. Right, that's what the Mishnah says. Those are the kavanas li'ikuva. Again, we mentioned in the first Mishnah in the Masechta. Some karbanos will make it not count for the bialim's chov, but it'll still be kasher. That's kasher v'lo ala bialim shem chova. But the karban, the machshavos that are postlos, the karban, the Mishnah says clearly, chutz l'zmano, chutz l'mkomo, and pesach v'chata shelo l'shman. And this is not counted as shelo bimkomo. That's what the Brisa is telling us. Right? Rashi says towards the bottom, Im chishev amanas lizrok shelo bimkomo hayom kasher. Dinami zrika psulahi nimsa sha'ava chara vodos amanas lizrok asadam ipsul kasher hu bizrika hao genes bimkomo. As the Mishnah says, so if somebody thinks to do the zrikos in a different place, so then that does not ruin it. Chazar v'chishev, as the Braisa continues, chazar v'chishev chutzlam komo, and it's considered so not a problem that if I continue doing an avoda and then I have a pigle or apostle thought, it's pigle and apostle. Chazar v'chishev chutzlam komo, pasul v'ein bokaris, chutz lizmano pig of a chayav alav karet. As we have mentioned before, and it's going to come up many times, the halacha of yatir hamatir kimitzvaso. Pigel and pusel only apply, or at least pigel, where everything else is done perfectly. If there's any other problem in the avoda, then the carbon will not become pigel. It's only if everything else is done fine and pigel is the only problem on this carbon, then it could become pigel. That's Rashi's lashon on top. Shari karvu matirav. Right? That's what the Mishnah is going to say, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of daf. So if I did this avoda with kavana, shalobim komo on the mizbeach, then it's kasher. And if I then think a pigel thought or a pusel thought, then it's pigel or pusel. But lemachar pusel. If I had kavana to do any of these shalobim komo thoughts on the mizbeach, lemachar, right, along with a pigle type of thought, shalol lizmano, puzzle, that's puzzle. Why is that puzzle? So the Gemara is going to say, in a couple of lines, as Hashem, Rashi already alludes to it, this is going like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds, even if I have kavana to leave it, lamachar, that also is pigle. My machshev is hinuach. A machshava, you don't have to have it dafka on the mizbeach. Even machshava is hinuach, or a machshava, shalolim kamo on the mizbeach, as it is here. But our issue is going to be from the Seifa. Chazar v'chishev bein chutz lizmano bein chuslim komo. But if I then have a thought after that, chutz lizmano or chuslim komo, pasul v'ein bo karis. So then it is going to be pasul and there's not going to be karis. So says the Gemara, wait a minute. V'ish shalobim komo kim komo dami. If shalobim komo, as Shmuel says, if we treat shalobim komo, not shalobim komo somewhere on the floor, if I treat shalobim komo somewhere else on the Mizbeach, Kim Komo Dami, right? That's how Shmuel interpreted our Mishnah. Our Mishnah that says if you put it in the wrong spot on the Mizbeach, the Bailam still achieve Kapara. It's just that you can't eat the carbon. So if Shalobim Komo is Kim Komo Dami regarding the Kapara Sabailim, so Hai Pasul Pigalhu. So why in the Seifa do we say it's only Pasul? Because the thought did accomplish something and it was a problematic thought. It should be Pigal. Because you thought about doing it in the wrong spot on the Mizbeach, but it's, since it accomplishes something, shouldn't that be considered not a problematic thought at all? It's just a problem that the mitzvah wasn't done perfectly, the zrika, but it shouldn't be a problematic thought, and therefore the carbon should be pigle, not just pusel. Right? It should be considered yatir hamatir kimitzvaso. It should be considered as if the whole avoda was done perfectly, and therefore there's pigle, and not pusel. So it's a kasha on the last line of the brisa. So the Gemara answers, no. Amar Marzutra. Marzutra says, Pigel has a higher standard. Pigel doesn't need enough that what you did or the machshava that you did is considered good for kapara reasons. It's got to be perfect. Because even according to Shmuel, you can't eat this carbon. So that's why it is good enough not to be pigel. Amar Marzutra. Zrika, desharya basar ba'achila, maisi le'di pigel. Zrika, delosharya basar ba'achila, lo maisi le'di pigel. You're right, it's kim komo dummy. As Shmuel says, it's going to achieve kapara for the bailim, but that's still not enough for pigel. Pigel requires perfection. Perfection in the avoda besides the pigel thought. And this is not perfection. You're right, it's kim komo dummy and you achieve some kapara, but it's not perfection. It's not going to allow the people involved, the Kohen, the Bailam, to eat the carbon, and therefore it's not enough for pigel. That's our Gemara. If I have a kavana to do this rika, shalobim komo, it's not going to be good enough, even though the carbon's kosher. Even though the carbon's kosher, or not that the carbon's kosher, the kapara is achieved, but that is not good enough.
Lamachar is going
to be pasul, right? Because Rashi says, because it's like machsheves hinuach, which we'll see according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that's machsheves hinuach, that's why it's going to be pasul. That's not in that case. No, we'll see. We'll get to that in a few minutes. The Achronim ask, from a Tosefta. The Tosefta here, quotes, there is Tosefta on Zvachim. The Tosefta is called Meseches Karbanos, not Meseches Zvachim. But it's that's on the top of the Tosefta. So the Tosefta says, what happens if you have the following thought? Lizrok almanas sheyizraku arelim utmeim as dam olamachar. What if I have kavana that psulim should be zorik the dam tomorrow? Yizraku arelim utmeim as dam olamachar. Oh, mix as dam olamachar. The Tosefta says that is pigel. Pigo v'chayav and alav karis. If I have kavana that arelim utmeim should be zorik the dam lamachar. So the achronim asks, the brisker rav asks, what's the difference that if I have kavana to be that psulim arelim utmeim should be zorik the dam chutzlas mano, that's going to be pigol, even though there's no heter achila there either. Right, if a puzzle is zorik the dam, there's no heter achila. So you're going to say, oh, that's not that's a machshava that shouldn't have any effect because tsulim can't be zorik the dam. There's no heter achila there, and yet the car it's pigol. While here, because there's no heter achila, as the Marzutra says, there's no heter achila. That type of machshava, meaning it's a machshava about an act that if it's done, there wouldn't be a heter achila. So then it's not going to be pigol. So why, in that case of the Tosefta, if I have kavana that an arel or a tame is going to be zorik the dam chutz lizmano, that is going to be pigol. So what's the difference? So one has to be machalik between those types of kavanas. So there's the brisker rav. In one formulation here, the Brisker Rav says, what's the chilek? What's the chilek of being zorik the dam shelo bimkamo on the mizbeach chutz lizmano, or an arel tamei being zorik the dam shelo bizmano, meaning machar? So says the Brisker Rav, there's a chilek between those two types of machshavas. Shegeder zrika shelo bimkomahi she'ein lo klal Torah zrika elo lagabi kaparas abaylam. When Shmuel says that it works, it means it's a zrika lagabe kaparas abaylam. Ava lachal davar kivan chenitna shelo bimkoma einu nechshev a zrika elahi kishvicha la'aretz. But regarding all other things, it's not called a zrika. Masha'enkein bizrika shenase bimkoma ayidei psulim. But if it's a zrika that is done in the right place, it's just done by a puzzle. Mitzad the zrika, it's a maisa zrika. It's just that there's a problem in the gavra. For pigol purposes, that'll still be a good enough maisa that's done. Yesh la mitzad atzma shem zrika umasha eina matira. The fact that it's not mutter mishum shachal bapsul al yedei hazorek. Vehine geder amia. When it says pigol, yeah, it's got to be perfect. That's mitzad the maisa that's done. Would this maisa be done? So when it's a shalobim komo maisa, that's not a zrika at all. Regarding other things besides the kavaras abaylam. So it's ki'ilu, you weren't zorik the dam. But by a tamei or an arel, you are zorik the dam. It was a zrika, there's just a problem with it. That's good enough for it to be pickle. That's one formulation. The Chazon Yecheskel, if you would want to look on a question on the Tosefta, we were looking at Chazon Yecheskel, Yecheskel Abramsky, in his classic Lumdish work on the Tosefta. So the Chazon Yecheskel says it a little differently. He says, Shachoshev amanashi yizraku arei limo tmeyim ezdama lamachar. If, like the Tosefta says, Lamaisa, remember, Lamaisa, they're not going to have a heterachila in any case. Right? That's the kasha. Why, in our case, there's no heterachila, and therefore it ruins the status of pigol. And in the Tosefta case, it doesn't have a heterachila, and it does not ruin it. So what's the difference? So says the Chazon Yecheskel, Shachoshev amanashi yizraku arei limo tmeyim ezdama lamachar, kivan shemasha hazrika naasis al yedei psulim ein ze shinui betsuras hazrika atzma elo davar chutzala yesh kan shtei machshavos. Right, so therefore you did the zrika in the right spot. It's just that a problematic person did the zrika. That's different than not doing the zrika in the right spot. Ha'achash hazrika te'asa lamachar shin v'ashniya she'te'asa yedei psulim. The two parts of your problematic thought are you're going to do it tomorrow and you're going to do it through a puzzle. Ve'ein machshav ezrika psulim motziya midei machshav ezpigol sherak machshava haposelas motziya midei machshav ezpigol. Masha'ekin, if I have a thought to do it shelo bimkomo shelo chashav klal al avodas hazrika bitzurasa hareuya lahatir basar. I didn't have in mind any type of zrika that's appropriate to be matir the basar. So it's inherently problematic. When it comes to the over there, that Tosefta case, it's ki'ilu, says the Chazon Yecheskel, it's two machshavas. There's a machshava to do something perfectly, and there's a machshava that the problematic person should be zorek it. So B is not going to ruin A in terms of creating the status of pigol. But in our case, yen machshava to do it shelo bimkomo. So you didn't even have any machshava to do it in the proper way, along with an additional problematic machshava. No, you didn't even have a one, and therefore it's going to be problematic. Okay, there's a lot more. The Mikdash David here discusses what happens if I have a machshava regarding a zrika that I don't even need to do, right? By a chatas, the zrikos after number three, number four, because really, but the evid, even one zrika matana achas ma'keves. Okay, So that is all Marzutra's chiddush. Back to the Gemara. Amalei Rav Ashi la Marzutra. Minalachaha. How do you know this? Marzutra, how do you know that the thought, Shmuel says, that the basar is pasul, but the bailam are niskaper, how do you know that is enough, that is not enough to create pigle? That's not called yatra amatra kemisvaso. It has to be a case where there is a heterachila, or at least an inherent conceptual heterachila and only external problems like the case of the Tosefta. So how do you know that, Dechsiv? Because the pasuk by Pigel says in Parsha Sav, Vim he ochel ye ochel mi besar zevach shlamav, pigul yihye. Right, if somebody eats, the focus is eating, a double lashon of eating, from the basar of the shlamim after having these thoughts, pigul yihye. Misha pigulo garam lo, someone whose pigul thought caused it not to be eaten, yatzazeh, excluding our case, shein pigulo garam lo, ela isur davar acher garam lo, there's a different reason that you can't eat it, and that is because of the thought of shalobim kama. So says the Gemara, ihachi, if suleinami lo lifsal. So then, it should be, if it's not the problem, if it doesn't cause problems, so then it shouldn't even be puzzle, then in the Seifa, right? In the Seifa where we say that it's puzzle, why should it even be puzzle? It shouldn't even be puzzle. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, midi dahavi amachsheves hinuach, va'alibed Rav Yehuda. We're going to learn Rav Yehuda in a cut next week on Daf Lamed Hey. He says even machsheves hinuach is problem. What's machsheves hinuach? If I have kavana to leave the dam lamachar, I have kavanas pigel shalol lizmano. I have kavana not to be zorik the dam lamachar. I have machshava to not do anything lamachar. Rabbi Yehuda holds that's also. Rashi quotes it here. Rabbi Yehuda holds that's also pasul. Not pigel, but it's also pasul. So that's what our brisa is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Just one Rashi I wanted to point out. Look at Rashi. Misha pigulo goreim. Misha pigulo goreim shalol yochalhu. Dekoi ba'avonatisa. That's the case where it's going to be asur mishum pigel, yatza basar shenizrak adam shalobim komo, the iser zrika shalobim komo garam lo shalo yochal. It's the zrika shalobim komo caused it not to be eaten. Hilkach ein chayavin al pigulo kares v'nafkalan mehachap. And that's where you'll learn it from here. The chishev bizrika shalobim komo amanaz lechol hakdo lo machar. Once I have a kavana of pigel shalobim komo lo havi machshav zrika leinyan pigel, it's not going to ruin it, and therefore mina ki chashav bishrita amnas laso zrika zu chutz lizmano. It's not a machshava bizrika hamifagelos, because it's not this zrika is not what's going to make it not able to be eaten. Good. That is all though shita Shmuel. That's shot number one of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says it's possible, Shmuel limits it. It's possible, but the Bailam get kapara. Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish Amar, second version. La olam pasul mamish. Really, it's pasul mamish. Meaning it doesn't say pasul just on the basar, right? It's pasul mamish. Meaning the bailam do not get kapara. So what? It reached the mizbeach. It was not in the right place. But, shelo bimkomo kimukomo dami. But, Reish Lakish still holds like Shmuel, that shelo bimkomo is kimkomo, right, regarding kapara, not to be matur the achila. But the question is, so why is our Mishnah, is it totally pasul? If really we hold shelo bimkomo kimkomo dami, right, our Mishnah was shelo bimkomo. So why doesn't Reish Lakish hold like Shmuel? V'lo kasha, kansha nasan b'shtika, kansha nasan ba'amira. Here it doesn't literally mean shtika and amira. Shtika here means there was no problematic thought. Here, in a case where you did it in the wrong spot and you didn't have any problematic thought, that would be okay. Shelo bimkomo, kimakomo dami. The pasuk is mashba that the bailam got kapara. That's a regular case where you have shelo bimkomo. But the Mishnah is a case shenasan ba'amira, where you have a problematic thought. That's how Rashi interprets this. Tosfos and others have different pshatim, but we're going to go with Rashi's pshat. Rashi, kan shenasan b'shtika, drasha dikra. Demashma b'ilam niskapru, when do you say shalo bimkomo kimkomo dami? Kishenasan shalo bimkomo b'shtika. You put it in the wrong spot in the mizbeach, but you aren't having any problematic thoughts. Then we say, b'ilam or niskaper. Umasnisan diktani pasul. But our Mishnah, which says pasul, then that's a case where we say it didn't work. That's a case where you also had a problematic thought of chutz lizmano. And that's why pasul vein bokares, because, again, it's not an achila, da'asi li day achila. It's not a zrika that dasi l'de achila. And the Gemara says, according to this, though, you could have the same shakla v'tarya on Mesh Lakish as we had on Shmuel. Tznan, chishiv litir esanitar lamata lamala. Lamala lamata. Right, the whole thing, because he holds, Rish Lakish holds fundamentally shlobim komo kim komo dami. So all the questions we asked on yesterday's daf on Shmuel could be asked on Rish Lakish. Ad, we just say it in shorthand as if it says dot dot dot. On mididavi on machsheves hinuach valibed Rabbi Yehuda. So that v'chulu. So Shmuel and Rish Lakish both hold fundamentally that the entire mizbeach has certain powers for kapara purposes. They both say that shlobim komo kim komo dami. Shmuel says that it has powers of kapara, even if you have a problematic thought, possibly, possible, basar, vailam, neskapu. Rish Lakish doesn't go that far. Rish Lakish says, if you did it in the wrong spot, with a problematic thought, so it doesn't work. But if you just did it in the wrong spot, it would still work. And fundamentally arguing on that is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, there is a big difference. Idi ve'idi shenasan b'shtika, both. The Mishnah on yesterday's daf, the Mishnah on the later on, the daf lamed beis, there's no problematic thought. Shalobim komo, lav kim komo dami. Right? Shalobim komo is not lav kim komo. And therefore the pashas of our Mishnah, that if it's a machshav on the wrong spot, right, the Mishnah's lashon of, I'm not a machshav on the wrong spot, if you put it on the wrong spot, so then it's going to be pasul. Period. And there's no kapara. What about the Mishnah later on daf lamed beis, which seems to say that there is an option to fix. V'ha'de'ika dama nefesh, ha'deleka dama nefesh. Right? Our Mishnah talks, there's no blood left. There's nothing way to fix it. And that's why our Mishnah just says pasul. The Mishnah later on that said there's still dama nefesh, so then you would be able to fix it, and that's how you can continue with the avoda. But again, fundamentally, shalobim komo, lavkim komo dami. Right? The Torah tells you where to put the zrikas. If you do it in the wrong spot, it is not going to achieve anything according to Rabbi Yochanan. Tnan, pasul ve'ein bo kares. One second. Back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, if you put it in the wrong spot, pasul, ein bo kares. Why would I have to know that ein bo kares? What's the chiddush? Is that line teaching me a chiddush? So bishlam ala Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, who the Mishnah, right, that was the second version. Reish Lakish says the Mishnah's talking about a case where he had a problematic thought also. You didn't just do the zrika in the wrong spot. You also thought chutz l'zmano. And Reish Lakish says that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. If you just did it in the wrong spot, so shalobim komo kim komo dami. But, and that's the drasha. But the Mishnah is talking about you had a pigal thought. So we understand why the Mishnah has to say, in bokaris. Bishlam ala Reish Lakish, hainu detani pasal vein bokaris. Right, because there's a havamina, that a machshava chutz lezmano, right, there'd be a chiv karis in that case. You had a pigal thought, and you say, shalobim komo kim komo dami, so maybe you should say this karis too. Because it was a perfect, it was a adequate avoda of Zrika. It wasn't a perfect one, but it was adequate. So if it works regarding something, so maybe this should be Karis. So therefore we say that's the Chiddush of Ein Bo Karis. Why? Because this Zrika doesn't matter for Achila, like Marzutra said. If this Zrika doesn't matter for Achila, therefore it's not Pigul, and therefore there is no Karis. So according to Reish Lakish, I understand, and Shmuel, why you have to say Ein Bo Karis. Elul Rabbi Yochanan, my Ein Bo Karis. What's the Havamina for Karis according to Rabbi Yochanan? Shlobim Komo Kim Komo is Lav Kim Komo Dami. It's a totally bad Zrika. Right, so why would I have thought that this karis here? So kasha, so that question is not answered. So that's why Reish Lakish, I understand, because he had a pigle thought in the Mishnah. That's the chiddush. According to Rabbi Yochanan, I'm stuck. So what about according to Shmuel? Ule Shmuel, my ain bo karis. According to Shmuel, all you did was azrika shalobim komo in our Mishnah. So what's the havamin of karis? So Hachi Kamar, Im Nasan Bimachshava Pasol Vein Bo Karis. Okay, you add that in. If you had done it with a type of Pigal Machshava, Pasol Vein Bo Karis, but again, Shalobim Komo, Kimakomo Dami, but it is not enough in this case. Again, we find often, again, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, even though it was a Rebbe Talmud relationship, we find often that they argue on each other, like here fundamentally. Shlomo Komo Kimakomo Dami. Right? Reish Lakish was the Talmud, and he's still arguing on his Rebbe. Rabbi Yochanan holds Shlomo Komo Lav Kimakomo Dami. But as we know from the Gemara and Bamitzia, they appreciated each other. Rabbi Yochanan couldn't live without Reish Lakish. Right after Reish Lakish passed on, he couldn't handle it without his chavrusa, without his Talmud. But again, we find very often that we have machlokas between them. Period. Good. So we had a lot of Shakla Vitaria within the Shita of Shlobim Komo, Kimakomo Dami. So now let's go into the other Shita. V'Rabbi Yochanan, Ishalobim Komo, Lav Kimakomo Dami. The wrong place on the Mizbeach does not have any halachic adequacy, right? There's nothing that is, that happens. Lav Kimakomo Dami. So Levi Kinishvach Menakli Ala Ritzva, the Yasvenu. Ask the Gemara a strong question. According to Rabbi Yochanan, putting it on the Mizbeach is like dropping it on the floor. Correct? It's Shalobim Komo, is Lav Kim Komo Dami. But we learned, if I catch it in a Kli Sharis, and then it falls on the floor, I can pick it up again and use it. So why, in this case, does our Mishnah just say puzzle? Why don't you pick it up from the floor, from the bottom, from the Yisod, from the Kevesh, and do it again? Right? It sounds like in our Mishnah, as he said, here there's no blood left in the neck, and the other Mishnah, there was blood left in the neck. But if our Mishnah, there's no blood left in the neck, so why isn't it like the floor? So maybe even according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mizbeach is worse than the floor. Even though Shalobim Komo is Lav Kimakomo Dami, the floor is more neutral. Right? To use a Lashon like we had earlier, right? 24 days ago on Dav Gimel, remember we had Lav Mina Machriv, Mina Lav Mina, Lo Machriv, right? If it's more Shayach, maybe that's worse, maybe that's better. Is it better to do a chatos l'shem chulin than a chatos l'shem ola? Well, we had that discussion earlier, and we can understand both svaras. So here the Gemara is asking, Rabbi Yochanan holds shalobim komo is lav kim komo dami. So if I put it on the Mizbeach, I didn't accomplish anything. So why can't I pick it up again and do it again? Levi ki nishbach b'nachli ala rizba v'yasvenu. So the Gemara says, no. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mizbeach is not like the floor. It's lav kim komo dami, but it's enough to permanently damage it, permanently stain it. Kind of like nire v'nidche, if you remember those Lashonos from Dichui. Sabrala kamanda amar lo ya'asvenu. It must be, he holds, like the opinion that we're about to have, you cannot gather it up once it was put on the Mizbeach, even though it wasn't kilchasa. Even once it wasn't kilchasa. Right, look at Rashi for a second. Rashi has an important description, third to last line in Rashi, Kamanda Amar Lo Yasvenu, Dekiva Dehigiel Mizbeach, the Yafagab De Shalo Kilchasohi, even though it was not done Kilchasa, Kalte Mizbeach. The Mizbeach literally captures it. La Afuke Mitores Kapara Achrisi. To be motzi it, you can't use it from any kapara. We will learn later on, there'll be a whole perek called Mizbeach Mechaper, right? The Mizbeach talks, that perek talks about. You know, what is it? I think it's the ninth. Yeah. Mizbeach Makadesh as a royalo. If something goes onto the Mizbeach, even though it had a problem about it, the Mizbeach captures it, it doesn't go down. The Mizbeach has some type of magical power, even though halachically nothing constructive happened, still it does something. So that's what the Gemara is doing here. According to Rabbi Yochanan, even though we have a machlokas, even according to Shmuel, if you remember, Shmuel says, Shlo bim komo kim komo dami. It's not fully kimkomo. You can't eat the basar. So would anybody say that far? No. Nobody's going that far to say shlobikom kimkomo dami, and therefore you can't even eat the basar. So even according to the mandar kimkomo dami, it's limited. That it's not fully kimkomo. So now we're on the other side. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that lav kimkomo dami, it's not like it's on the floor. It does accomplish something that you cannot use this blood again for kapara. So where do we see that? The following. Damar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Modim, Benitan Lamala, Shenatzan Lamala. Shenatzan Lamata. Shalo Kimitzvasan, if I put it in the right place, Shalo Kimitzvasan. Meaning, I did it with my left hand, or I had a problematic thought. Lo Ya'asvenu. I cannot gather it again. I mean, I can't do it again. Once I did it, I did it. Rashi again has another beautiful lashon. Tekiva denitan bimkomo. So that's a different type of problematic thought. In the right spot, but with my left hand. Or a machshava thought. Kiva denitan bimkomo, azdele torah zrika mine. Ever doing zrika again is not acceptable. So it's a similar lashon to the previous Rashi. No more kapara, no more zrika. It's two different problems. One is the right spot. Bad Maisa. One is Bad Maisa, even though it's on the Mizbeach. So, Lo Yasvenu, you cannot do it, again. Lo Nechluku, Ella, we'll get to the Lumdus of that in a second. Lo Nechluku, Ella Beditana Lamala, Shatsan Lamata, Lamata, Shatsan Lamala. The Machlokes, according to Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yosef, we'll have different versions of this, but again, this is Rabbi Yochanan. His version of Rabbi Yochanan is, if you put it in the right spot, but wrong machshava or maisa, then for sure you cannot use it again. The machlokes is, what if you put it into the wrong spot? Shereb Yosi Omer lo yasfenu, Reb Shimon Omer yasfenu. Maybe Rebbe Shimon holds that shalobim kamal afkim komodami is total. It's full. It's like it's on the floor, and therefore you can pick it up again. Yasvenu u'mishnah seinu k'divrei Omer lo yasvenu. And our mishnah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is like the shita of lo yasvenu, and that's why it just says puzzle. There's no way to get out of it. If you look in the Dvir Hakodesh, he talks about a little lumdus here, and that is so legabe the person. There's no kapara. There's no eating. It's a din in the dam. The dam. Once the dam hits the mizbeach, there's nothing to talk about. That's it. V'tamua b'agdaras haidina. He says, t'kiven t'lo avizrika, since it's not hazrika for any halachic purpose, amai lo shayach leso v'lizrak adam, why can't you gather it up again? Halo hadam lo nifsal, v'lo nyasa bo zrika, yesof adam. So v'nire, he quotes the Rashi that we just read, that paka mimenu din kapara, v'nire, da kavanas Rashi, din ischadish bazeh, di af de shalobim komo lo kimikomo, kol zed lagabi delonis kapru bailim. Regarding the bailim, it's nothing. Avol be'emes hagos hadam lemizbeach po'eles v'nase b'dam mitzvaso ayidei shi'igiyah lemizbeach. The physical act of the dam hitting the mizbeach does something in the dam, not regarding the person at all. But the dam can't be used twice. Once it hits the mizbeach, once it's done, once it hits the mizbeach, it hits the mizbeach. And even though halachically nothing happens regarding the person or the kapara, but regarding the dam itself, it cannot be used again once it was physically hit the mizbeach. Right? Something about the magical powers of the mizbeach that it affects the dam. That is all, though. That's Rabbi Yochanan, and that's one version of the machlokas. The Gemara quotes another one, even though we already achieved what we wanted to with the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara continues. V'rav chizda amar avimi. Yeah, a different way to look at it. Hakomode b'ditan lamata l'shinatan lamala. Sholo yasvenu. Right, we said before, it's worse, what was the first version? It's worse if it's in the right spot. Then everybody agrees you for sure can't do it again. If it's in the wrong spot, maybe you can do it again because it's as if it's on the floor. So here, Rav Chisda says differently. Everybody agrees that if it's in the wrong spot, lo yasvenu. If it's in the wrong spot, you can't. Since why, Rashi, right across, the whole venitan b'mizbeach haroi lo, lo havi kinishbach ala ritzpa, de kalte mizbeach. Everybody agrees that if it got on the mizbeach, the wrong spot, it's still on the mizbeach, and therefore you can't take it off. Right? V'kol shekeim b'nitan lamala shenatan lamala. Ho'ol v'damim ha'lyonim lamata heim ba'in. And surely, in a case where you put the upper below, because, anyway, all the bloods that you put lamala slide down lamata. So lamata is not totally excluded from the lamala bloods. Lo nechleku, the machlokes is where you have a more serious, problematic zrika. Lo nechleku ella benitanin lifnim shenasan bachutz. Bachutz shenasan bifnim. If you put them on the wrong mizbeach, that's where... Does the mizbeach powers work there too? He's supposed to do zrikas adam on the mizbeach achitzo, and he put it on the pnim. Reb Yosi Omer Yasven, Reb Shimon Omer Lo Yasven. That's where there's a machlokas. Again, Reb Chisda says more cases where the mizbeach has even more powers. For sure, everybody agrees, even if it's in the wrong spot, that it accomplishes that you can't do the kapara again. The machlokas is only if you put it on the wrong mizbeach, and that relates to, if you remember, what we discussed in the big tosfos on Amud Beis on yesterday's daf. You know, how far does Shmuel go in limiting our Mishnah? When our Mishnah says possible, the Bailam get kapara, is that even chutz pnim, pnim chutz, or is it only lamala lamata? So that limit and that svara is understandable. A different mizbeach, right? We'll have to talk about this. And we will have the most important line probably in the whole Masechta, the differences between the two mizbechos. You know, do they accomplish the same way? Right, that to have one on the other, to say a different spot on the same mizbeach, okay, you can understand how that does have some effect. But the wrong mizbeach haktores, you're not supposed to do any avoda on this mizbeach. That's going to have an effect on mizbeach hachitzon karbanos and vice versa. So we'll see. Period. Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, afanan nami tanina. We also learned it in the following brisa. As follows, what did we see? So we'll see exactly what the Gemara is bringing the brisa for. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zos Hi Ha'ola. Well, what's the context of this brisa? The brisa is, you see, it says, we're going to have it later on also, Kaman Pei Dalet. This is what we were just talking about. The rule of, once something goes on Mizbeach, does it stay there? And therefore the halacha could be imulsa lo teirid. Once it goes up, it doesn't come down. Other types of psulim, we will say imulsa teirid. It's so problematic, even if it goes up, it comes down. So we're going to have that's the discussion of the ninth parak. So says the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zos hi ha'ola. Those are three words that we are all exclusionary words. Hare elu miyutin. What do those exclude? The following three problematic karbanos, even if they go up on the mizbeach, they come down from the mizbeach. Pra l'nishkata balayla, if it was shechted at night, v'she nishbach dama, or all of it, it didn't have any zrikas adam, nishbach dama, v'she yatz adama, chus l'klaim. Or its blood went out, psul yotze, imulsa teirid. Even though most things, if it goes out of the mizbeach, it doesn't come out, the mizbeach is kolate it, these, imulsa, even if it goes up, the basar, let's say, goes down. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ola. It says the word ola, ein li ela ola kshera. Minayin l'rabo shenish, how do I know to include? Shenishchata balayla, shenishpach dama, shiazadam achus l'klayim. Right, Rabbi Shimon includes the ones that Rabbi Yehuda said are excluded. Rabbi Shimon includes them. And also many others. Vahalon, if a karbon was not burned, then it just was overnight. On the mizbech. Vihayotze, vihatameh, vishenishchat chutzlazban, vichuslam komo. If it's pigle. Vishakiblu psulin. Vizarku as dama. If a apostle does the avoda. Vahanitan elamala, shenatan lamata. Vahanitan lamata, shenatan lamala. That's the one that's important for us. With vahanitan bifnim, shenatan bachutz. Vahanitan bachutz, shenatan bifnim. So you see, Rabbi Shimon allows that even im also lo teirid. Rabbi Yehuda did not mention those. V'apesach v'achatas sheshachton shelo lishman minayin. How do I know all of these also stay on the mizbeach? Tamalomar Torah sa'ola riba Torah achas l'chala olin. That includes all these things. Shim alu lo yerdu. All of these stay on the mizbeach. A more expansive shita. Yochol, this is all one big brisa. Yochol sh'ani marbe, I might think to even include the following psulim, af haroveya vahanirba, an animal that was violated, whatever, bestiality with a person, roveya vahanirba, vehamukse, an animal that was designated to use for avodah zarah, even before it was used. Vahane'avad, let's just do the whole brisa and then we'll talk about some of these items. Vahane'avad, and an animal that was actually used in the for avodah zarah. Rashi says it was used for tikroves avodas kochavim. Vaha esnan, or an animal that was given as a payment for a maisa's nus. Vaha mechir, an animal that was switched with a dog. Mechir kelev, right? I trade you a dog for a sheep. Vaha also asr lagabi mizbeach. The Torah tells us vaha kilayim, vaha treifa, vaha yotzei dofen, treifa yotzei dofen. Didn't come out derech rechem. How do I know all of these are not left on the mizbeach? Those psulim are too problematic. Tamalam are zos. It says zos. So Torah includes zos, excludes. So I include all the earlier ones, and I exclude all the later ones. Says the Gemara, Umara Isla Rabo says elu l'hosi as elu. Why is the first group included and the second group excluded? Marbanias elu, shei psulim bakodesh. I include the earlier ones because their psul was bakodesh. I exclude the latter group who didn't have a psul bakodesh. What does that mean? Bakodesh and shalom bakodesh. Machlokas Rashi Tosas in a few places. Rashi says it means placement. All the earlier ones, their problem was after it came into the Beis HaMikdash and the Azara, meaning it came into the Azara perfect, it was fine. And then something happened. You did an avodah at night. It was yotzei. Or you did this rika in the wrong spot. All of those started out well, and then once they came into the Azara, there was a problem. So that, it came from a good crop. There was no problem when it came in, and therefore those are included, and that's im alo lo yered. The other ones, roveya, nirba, muksa, nevad, all of those problems were beforehand. And therefore, it already came in with a problem, so we're going to say im alo yered. That is Rashi. Tosfos does not like this pshat. Tosfos says, Why can't you talk about it? Maybe it's talking about a case of Roveya, Nirba, Nevad, inside the Azara. Right? Maybe you could have Nevad, Mukse. Why does it have to have that? So Tosfos says it's after, whether the Psulim were after Kiddush Bakli or not. It's not a place where it was. But after you did Shechita and you caught the Kabbalah Saddam, so maybe that's what the difference is. So we'll have to come back to that Machlokas. But either way, that's the Brisa. So what is this Brisa? Why did we bring this Brisa? So now the Gemara explains. Ketani Miha, on the list is Hanitana Lamata Shanasa Lamala. Ulamala Shanasa Lamata. Right? Those are mentioned by Rabbi Shimon as Im Allah Lo Teired. Velo Pala Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda does not exclude those. So meaning everybody includes those as Im Allah Lo Yered. Right? Even though if the Dam was Nishpach, right? As Rabbi Yehuda excluded Dam Nishpach. But Dam Nizrak on the Mizbeach in the wrong spot, right? That's not included. So you see, even according to him, that Mizbeach is Kolet. Mizbeach, once it hits the Mizbeach, right? You can't gather it in. That's what we're trying to prove. Lo yasfenu. So here, if it goes onto the floor, that's different than being in the wrong spot on the mizbeach. So you see, there's a difference halachically. My time, Allah mishum dekati mizbeach. Vishmamina lo yasfenu. Period. Okay. Again, we could, these types of brises leave open the possibility for us to have lots of conversations about each of these on the list. Let's just pick one or two. Esnan and mechir. Esnan and mechir. Speak about mechir for a minute and esnan. First of all, how many mitzvahs are those? The Torah tells us in Parashat Kisetse that we're not allowed to bring Esnan Zonu Mechir Kela Beis Hashem Elokecha, Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam has one mitzvah. One mitzvah, not to be Makrev Esnan Zonu Mechir Kela. And the Chinuch, as we know, always follows the Rambam. Tuf Kuf Ayin Aleph, the Chinuch says, Shinimneinu Shmi Hakrev Esnan Zonu Mechir Kela V'Lagabi Mizbeach. It's one pasuk. Lo savi esan zonu mechir kela beis Hashem Elokecha. The Ramban says, it doesn't matter if it's one pasuk, the Ramban counts it as two. Two, the Ramban, the Chinuch counts the Ramban, quotes the Ramban. The overall zevikrev esan zonu mechir kela v'meyos karban pasol chayev amakrev malkus kedin makrev balmum k'moshe b'yanim seder emar lakonim v'haramban yachshov esan zonu mechir kelev l'shnei lavim b'minyano b'mitzvahs. So number one, it's one or two. What's the tam ha-mitzvah? What's the message behind it? So esnan, the Chinuch says, Esnan is because your machshavas, as we have been talking about, the whole masechta so far, machshava plays such a role in the world of karbanos. Some machshavos are post of the karban, some machshavos are half post of the karban. Machshava plays such a role. If there's a possibility that machshava, this item will bring about a problematic machshava, something that you shouldn't be thinking about, so then we don't want you to use it. So if somebody's using a carbon that was used for znus, it's very possible that when he sees that carbon, that's what he's going to be thinking about. Shema yachshov be'ez karbano ba'oso inyan ra v'yefagel machshavaso ba'osa machshava hara b'zuya. Pigel sometimes is used by the Rishonim in a more expansive way. It just means ruin it. Right, the Shulchan Aruch also says pigel. Where does the Shulchan Aruch say pigel? If I have bad thoughts during davening, I'm a fagel my tefillah. Zochi if kares there. But pigel sometimes just means I'm going to ruin it. So that's what the Chinuch says here. If you think about the Maisa's Nus during the Karban, v'yifagel machshavaso, b'osa machshava rav abzuya. And therefore, and also Mechir Kelev. And what about Mechir Kelev? Why? Because the Kelev is Aze Nefesh. V'shema mitoch chashvo bahem v'tivana chazak techazek nafsho, right, you'll become brazen. Okay, says that's the Chinuch. But if you look in the Azayim HaTorah, he has a fascinating suggestion for why Mechir Kelev is a problem. Why Mechir Kelev is a problem? Says the Azayim HaTorah, most animals run away from people when they see them. Right, they're a separate bria. Most animals. What about the dog? Shebezeh gilsa HaTorah. Es his taiguso mi maisa begidav a regal. You know, the Isra Mechir Kelev is teaching us treason. You shouldn't be treasonous. What does that mean? Sha Kelev hu amaragal hagadol negashar balechayim chaveirav. The dog is treasonous. Why? Says the Azayim Latara. Nevar levarenu. Omnam Hashem amar lo adam uradu bidgasayim uav shemayim. Hashem tells Adam that you could rule over the animals. Aval yachadim zen nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotzon v'koach bidei nefesh kol chai lahatzilas atzmo. There's a natural instinct that animals want to save themselves from being caught from people. Ulehimaleit al nafsham. Olehisater mishchitotav shel adam umearishatot. We try not to be caught. V'chelik meyavali chayim. Bachru meyirtzonam atov, so to speak. some animals chose out of their own ratzon, ba'avdus, v'nichmeshu lefnei ha'adam. Some animals, you know, they chose, not that they chose, Hashem put it into the Bria, that they will serve man. And man, in turn, will be worried about their panasa and give them food and give them protection. Doeg l'chomach saram b'machal b'mishta b'dira. So some animals run away from people and human beings and don't want to be caught, and they stay away. Other animals, so to speak, give themselves up, are tame, are domesticated, and as long as they're there, say, okay, you help me out, you give me food, you give me protection, great. V'chelek ba'alei chayim, shochari chofesh, asher lo notnu asavaram ba'ol ha'adam, barchim imenu kemadach v'keshes, v'hem dogim ba'atzmam, l'machalam mishtem v'uladira. They worry about themselves. What about the dog? Shu echan mi chayato aretz, sheishlimo im ha'adam v'gar b'yishuv. Dogs live with people. Yotze im adam latzud sayid. They go out and they help human beings find other ba'alei chayim. They're the ones that go out and sniff out their own ba'alei chayim, and yet they give them up. Ubachush areach hamefutach shelo. Motzi hu as ba'alei chayim anistarim mipnei ha'adam. Umotzi mi nikros hatzarim. They check between the rocks. Umisifi aslam et achiv hanir dafim. Harotzim latzil tazashma imavis. Fakelavazeh mitaber al riv lo lo. He gets involved into something that Shidia shouldn't be doing. Umoser laharik et chaveiro. Echen mi ba'alei chayim shebachar b'chaye chofesh. And this is malacha bizuya b'nei Hashem. And that's why he even puts it together with Losia Estanzoni, connects the two, even though. Okay, so that's the Azayin LaTorah. The Netziv also has a chiddush here by Mechir Kelev, but that is one suggestion from the Chinuch and the Azayin LaTorah, why Dafka Mechir Kelev. Again, each of these, though, require its own analysis. Rovea Nirba and Muksa and Nevad, right, designated Nevad, right, the Mefarshim wonder by why Rashi says here, Tikrovis Avodah Zarah, why not Avodah Zarah Atzma? Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rebbe Elazar, Amar Rebbe Eliezer, or Amar Rebbe Elazar, Mizbeach HaPnimi, Mekadesh Psulim. The Mizbeach HaPnimi, the inner Mizbeach, as we know, is called the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Mizbeach HaZohav, Mizbeach HaKtores, three names for the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Mizbeach HaPnimi, Mekadesh Psulim. So Mekadesh HaPnimi is Mekadesh Ivim Psulim. For what purpose? Im Alolo Yerdu. Right, if it goes on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it does not come down. Even though the Pasuk, Rashi points out, is only by the Chitzon, it applies here too. So the Gemara, Maikamash B'lantanina, we just learned it in this Brisa that we just had, Hanitana B'fnim B'chulu. What's the Chiddush of Rebbe Elazar? Ime hasam hava mina hanimili dam to chazile. I would have thought dam, or something related to dam, to chazile, because you know what? There is dam on the Mizbeach HaPnimi also, sometimes, by the Chatos Pnimios, on Yom Kippur. Avo komets de lo chazile emelo. But let's say komets from a carbon mincha, there's never a carbon mincha on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So I might have thought, you don't say emelo lo yerdu. Then, kamash malan, you say that even by the komets, right? Even though it's not chazi klal. Meisve, is that really true? Ketores zara. If somebody brings ketores zara, what does that mean? Any ketores, that's not the regular ketores, is ketores zara. Right? A ketores nidava. I want to be no dave ketores. You can't. There's no such thing. But ketores zara, sha'ala lagabi mizbeach, teirid. If the ketores zara goes on mizbeach, teirid, she'en lacha makadesh psulim, ela mizbeach achitzon, bara uilo. Chitzon in mizbeach primilo. Kasha, right? Rebbe Elazar says Mizbeach Panimi is Makadish Psulim. We have a Bryce that says Beferish not. That only Mizbeach HaPanimi. Tirei Tachi. This is how you should understand that Bryce. Ktores Zara Sha'ol Salam Mizbeach Achitzon Teireid. It's the opposite. If the Ktores Zara goes on Mizbeach Achitzon, it doesn't achieve any Kedusha. She Mizbeach Achitzon Makadish Psulim Ela HaRoilo. Only things that go on it. Vapanimi, Bein Roilo, Bein Shein Roilo. It's the opposite. The Pnimi is more inclusive in what it's Makadesh. Why is that, right? The question of the Brisa was that Mizbeach HaPnimi is more limited. So this is saying it's more expansive. Why? My Taima? So this is one of those lines that you know it's saying something important, but we just have to figure out what it's saying. My Taima? Hai Ritzpa v'hai Klishares. The Mizbeach HaChitzon is considered Ritzpa. What does Ritzpa mean? It's floor made out of stone. It's a continuation of the floor. It's mechubar. It's not a separate kli. And therefore, doesn't have as powerful mekadesh purposes. The Mizbeach HaPnimi, That's a klisharis. That is anointed. That is nimshach. Look at Rashi. Hai ritzpa bibinyan avanim shalo nimshach. Lefichach ein kedushaso bazeh chamura. Its kedusha is not as intense. It's all the avoda, but as a kli per se, it's not a kli. It's just an extension of the floor. V'hai kli shares v'nimshach im ha-mishkan. But the mizbeach hazav is nimshach with the mishkan, and therefore it has more serious, more intense powers of kedusha. Right? That's what the Shidim Kubetzes there says. So how can you be, if it's just a kli shares, how are you makriv on it? Is it a mizbeach or is it a kli shares? The Shimon Kubetzes here discuss, and maybe we'll start with that tomorrow, you know, how exactly it is Makadesh. And again, there's a lot of lumdus here about that. Maybe it doesn't include the Mizbeach HaNechoshes of Moshe Rabbeinu, because that was a Kli. That wasn't made out of stone. Right? So maybe there's a difference, but this is only talking about the Mizbeach HaShalavanim that was in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, we'll have to, Beis HaShem, start with this line, and Beis HaShem continue on the next daf. Okay, we'll stop here.